This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The jury is now deliberating in the trial of the two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Dwayne Lyons is a prosecuting attorney for the state.
This is not just a tragedy. This is a crime.
It's unfortunate, but your job here is to evaluate the evidence. All of the evidence points to the inescapable conclusion that these defendants are guilty of the crimes charged.
Defense attorney Donald Sisson represents Aurora officer Randy Rodima.
Just because there's a tragedy does not mean there's criminality.
Rodima and former officer Jason Rosenblatt face charges of manslaughter, second-degree assault, and negligent homicide. Public libraries cannot disclose the identities of people who ask for books to be removed. CPR's Megan Verlee reports on that ruling from the State Court of Appeals.
The case stems from requests submitted to the Gunnison Public Library to remove or restrict access to the book Genderqueer, a memoir. The Crested Butte News submitted an open records request and argued the identities of the people who wanted the book gone should be public record. State law prevents libraries from disclosing information about their users, and the legal question here was whether asking for a book to be removed makes someone a library user. The appeals court concluded that it does and ordered the identities to be kept secret. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
President Joe Biden is expected to visit Colorado on Monday. Details about the visit are not available. This is CPR.